everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, neighbors, it's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that will help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Cattle prices continue to edge upward as the positive momentum established on Tuesday continues to flow into Wednesday on both the live cattle and feeder cattle side of things. On the other hand, hog futures have had a rough morning with nearby and out front contracts all sharply lower. Tough trade relations with the tariffs China is imposing on pork products is hindering the market fiercely. Meanwhile, December corn futures are 2.5 cents lower. The Dow Jones today up 9 points and the NASDAQ up 52 points. Live cattle had a strong close on Tuesday and reopened strongly this morning, with things looking very optimistic by midday. Live cattle prices opened this morning at $96.46 and have since jumped up to a high of $98.30. A handful of bids have circulated today, but it's still likely that the bulk of this week's trade will develop sometime on Thursday, or more likely late Friday. Wednesday at the Fed Cattle Exchange, 636 head of fats were offered, none sold. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts were sharply lower, especially on choice products, which were down $3.43, down $3.43 at $221.95. Select products down $1.78 at $199.20, with light to moderate box movement. In feeder cattle, the October contract opened the day at $131.22 and has since then surged $4 to $134.72. Out front and nearby contracts alike follow the same momentum, as everything is reading green right now through May of 2020. How fat cattle trades later this week could largely influence whether this spike in the markets has officially established the bottom or if there's still another support plane yet to be found. In grains today, corn futures were 2 cents lower, soybean futures about 6 to 7 cents lower with flat momentum. Meal was down $3.50 and bean oil up 25. Wheat futures, meanwhile, were 1 to 5 cents lower, with trade not able to extend the gains seen on Tuesday. Momentum seems flat as well, but not negative.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.